Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
Sullivan sends it back to Goff. Big push up front. Down he goes. Safety. Eddie Goldman. A vicious front push by that Bears front four. And they get to Goff in the end zone.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
In the backfield, Trubisky with Hicks. The fake handoff. Trubisky pops a pass down Bradley Soul. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! And the tricks keep on coming from Matt Nagy. Another great design. Snap back to Goff. Bears are bringing pressure. McManus, the throw is intercepted by Emil Kamara at the Bear 40. He goes down near the 48-yard line. And the Bears taken away four of Jared Goff's throws, and that one in the fourth quarter could be the final blow.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
Matt Nagy has guided this team to its ninth win. They go to 6-1 at home, and they knock off one of the premier teams in the NFL.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
That's a great open.
And we welcome in our friend Jeff Joniak. Yeah, we make him sound good.
Hey, Jeff.
That's what we do. You don't need our
good
help.
Good morning,
Jeff.
Boys.
How
are you,
buddy?
Every man needs a lot of help. That's all good.
Yeah. I mean, we look at you, but we forget the army behind you.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's always the case. How you guys doing? You guys good?
Looking forward to another Sunday victory and a division title. That is something that maybe wasn't thought possible before the Khalil Mack trade, but here you are, and it's just been a glorious season. And coming off that Rams victory, what an electric atmosphere! And here we go again.
Yeah, I think it'll be just as electric, if not more. I know that was a night game, so the fans had plenty of time to fuel up, but they're going to get there bright and early, and it'll be a great atmosphere for this rivalry. And what a nice way to potentially, you know, get that division title, do it against the Green Bay Packers and that guy, Aaron Rodgers. We'll see.
Jeff, I want to go back to Monday night, your coach's show with Matt Nagy, and I think you were talking to him about, okay, it's third and goal at the two, and you bring in four defensive linemen into the offensive huddle. And it's consistent with the kind of approach with these sort of gadget plays or trick plays. And you even didn't want to call it a trick play. But you said to him, I think you described what every Bears fan or maybe observer was feeling when he did this. And it's like, why? You asked him, why do you do that? And his answer was even better. He's like, why not?
Yeah, why not? No, I do, and you'd have to be there to appreciate it even more because he's got an ear-to-ear grin on him. It's almost a devilish look, and he embraces it. He loves it, and he knows his players love it. And, again, it's just another way to show just how much fun this team is having and how much fun he's letting them have. And I'm the one that said it shouldn't be called a trick play, not him. And I thought it's almost now at this point a tad disrespectful. It is in your mind something out of the norm, so you immediately jump to the conclusion that it's just another trick play. But these are sound football plays with just different athletes running them, and he has trust. And boy, they're feeling the pressure, I would say, or the competitiveness to want to make sure it's run right if he's giving them the opportunity to do it. And that's the thing about it. I mean, these guys are genuinely just waiting for their opportunity. And I'm certain, I mean, just the way these guys allude to it from time to time, that there are other guys that are going to be in line to do something similar.
How much does Bryce Callahan's foot affect this team?
Man, you guys know how much I've talked about him. I just think he's been one of the key components for that defense because of the versatility and what he's brought to the table. He, even though he's not a big kid, he is very tough. He is quick. He is an explosive athlete. He can jump up in the air and battle a big tight end, a 6'6" tight end, and fight with him and knock the ball away. He can blitz from the edge, which I love. You know that. I love corner blitzes. He can deal with a back running out of the backfield. He can deal with a slot receiver, and he's done it with great success this year. It's a big loss. I'm not going to lie. That is a big loss because those guys are really difficult to find. It's a starting job, and they've been in nickel a lot. And the thing about it, with nickel, they've been stopping the run well, too. So that's a credit to him. I mean, he's a feisty little competitor, but he just has not been able to stay completely healthy through seasons, and that's a big one. So Sherrick comes in, and he's a savvy veteran, and he's been trusted by Fangio to do some things in packages. And, you know, the other night, led the team in tackles, brought him on the blitz on that last play that was on the open there. I mean, so he has been a guy that can do some things. So now he's just going to have a little bit more on him, and I would expect some other guys to trickle in and do some stuff. Vic has used DeAndre Houston Carson at times near the line of scrimmage too, so we'll see.
This segment with Jeff Joniak is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Jeff, what did you make of Mitch Trubisky at the podium the other day talking about this week? I thought he was very focused, seemed very serious, very committed, and yet a lot of attention was paid to his answer about not wanting to talk about his nickname Favre, which seemed a little, made some people think he was a little testy. What was your read?
No, I don't look at it that way. He's just, you know, he's all about team. You know, even in the preseason, one, I don't know if it was on our show on Bears All Access or something else. I mean, I know it was something I had asked. I don't remember when exactly, but I mentioned something about, oh, you know, now you're super tight with Jared Goff or something like that, and he didn't want to embrace that then. Like, he was so driven to competitive, and I do believe this man is a very competitive guy, so I didn't think anything of it. He's all about the rivalry, man, and that's great. These young guys, let them be that way. Let them have a little edge to them. I'm okay with it 100%.
Nobody calls me that anymore.
It's about time, man. It's about time. It's about time to end all this losing against the Green Bay Packers.
Is that a compliment, by the way, being called Favre? I mean, there's a couple different ways of looking
sure,
at it. You know?
Sure, it would be. It sure would be. But you know what?
I don't know.
Any tie, you don't think so?
Well, I think that Favre threw a lot of picks, and Favre had some issues in his private life. Listen, he's a great player. I just don't know if someone called me Favre, it would have nothing to do with quarterbacking. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, hey, I never even thought about it that way, but maybe you're right. Maybe one day we'll find out what actually that all meant. I didn't think twice about it, really. It didn't even move my needle a little bit. So,
where's his confidence heading into this game, Jeff?
I think it's good because it's who he is. He owns up to his mistakes. He stands there and tells you exactly what he didn't do and how he needs to fix it. And so now he went about the week fixing it and hoping to fix it. So I think the bottom line is, and I did see him I went into the locker room, which I really don't have time to do nowadays after games, but he was there late in the locker room. He was one of the last guys to leave on Sunday night. He was taking his time, but he had a big smile on his face, and I think he was just too hyped up, and they won, and that to him is all that matters. It's all that matters to Matt Nagy, and they go about their business.
When you look at this team and you talk about the idea of Kyle Long coming back, I mean, I don't want to undersell how important and how good the coaching job was by Harry and how good the guys played. I mean, James Daniels played great in that game. I think you can look at a lot of guys that played well in that game.
Cody, too.
Yes, no doubt. What does it mean if you can get Kyle Long back, Jeff, and how long will it take him to be where you need him?
I mean, that part of it, the end of your question, I don't know. I'm hoping it would be a plug and play and go about your business as a, you know, former Pro Bowl player and get yourself going in the right direction. He's an ornery guy, and so I like that toughness on the field, and he is outstanding when he gets moving into the second level and clears out space. He's an enforcer, and you know they paid him to be that guy, and so you want one of your high played players, you know, in the playoffs. So, but the delay and how long he's been out, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't really know yet. So he just got the boot off. So we'll see how that all plays out. I'm certain he'll be activated at a minimum, you know, and why not? Just it's the if they're going to the playoffs, you'd love to have a guy like that.
Jeff, when the Bears win like this, everybody gets credit and a lot of people get more attention. Is there any Bears player that has contributed that you think has been overlooked, their contributions this season?
That's a great question. First guy that pops into my mind, because he's made plays, he's done the dirty work inside, and he's living up to his potential, in my opinion, right now, is Eddie Goldman. And that could be a function of just the entire defense playing well together as a group. Like Vic Fangio said yesterday, we're 11-1. And that's how they've played this season, that way, good and bad, when things haven't gone well. And then maybe on the offensive side, maybe, you know, we're going to go with a guy like Cody Whitehair, because mm-hmm. he's had to adjust. He had to change his snap in the preseason in Denver, made that switch. They made him do it a different way. He's not given up a sack, to my knowledge, this year. He's had very few penalties, and yes, there have been a couple errant snaps in the rain in New York, and that is about the extent of it. He's a quiet leader. He's bigger to that locker room than people really realize. He's a guy that walks around with a purpose and puts in a ton of work. I think he's had an underrated season as well in this new offense and trying to learn it just like everybody else, because he's got to know it cold like the quarterback to help with those protections up front, and he's got to think like the quarterback, in which case then he's got to think like Nagy, the play caller and play designer. So I'll go with those two guys.
The pregame begins at 9, News Radio 780 and 105.9 on the FM side, and of course Jeff and Tom do a wonderful job. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys.
Good stuff.
Take care. That is our guy, Jeff Joniak. Interesting all the way around.
Yeah. It when you talk about you know, underrated players on this team, everyone's getting so much attention. Is anybody kind of underrated? Because we're all giving them a lot of praise.
Certainly here we are.
I thought he might say Chuck Leonard Jr. I mean, that's a guy, Charles Leonard Jr. has had a pretty solid year and sometimes, you know, gets taken for granted a little bit.
Great to talk to Jeff on the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the Sauce, Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.